to be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the wasteland of awesome and the Dogwater Studios in Sparks, Nevada, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Joined this week by the return of Chewbacca, yeah. Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, and an intern named Spencer, also with the weapons of mass creation.
Yeah.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Hi, guys.
One more take.
What's up?
One more take? Think we need to do that again? You know, we don't talk. Oh, yeah, something you've missed while you're gone, Chewie. We don't talk about that anymore.
Oh.
Because, it's kind of a speed bump in the show and takes time away from actual conversation.
You guys could have told me at the pre-show meeting.
We didn't for like 2 weeks in a row. I was counting. I was totally counting.
What pre-show meeting, man?
the one with the beer boxes.
Oh, right. Where we get centered and focused before the show.
Exactly. Relax.
Spunk!
Well, hi, everybody. It's good to see you, hear you, talk to you this week once again.
Yeah, glad to be in your ear holes again.
Yeah, thank you.
It's fucking great to be back here with you.
Thanks for hanging with us.
Fuck yeah, dude.
What I missed.
What is it? It's a lot, dude.
Yeah.
You missed a lot of really cool stuff last month.
Fuck. You were gone and a month and a half.
2 months.
What did you?
8 weeks in Utah.
What did you do?
I joined the Church of the Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints.
Nice.
I'm just joking. Underwear?
I do. But that's not because I joined the church. It's something my parents gave to me.
Can I borrow it?
Yeah, you can borrow the fuck out of it.
It's the same pair he's been wearing for years.
It's a magical. Superman. It walks by itself.
You know they sell that in vending machines in China.
You were building an actual new thing instead of just repairing something?
Yeah, built a brand new thing out there.
And how many bricks?
I laid 4,000 myself, or thereabouts.
And we Slacker.
Had and how many other guys?
There was like 1,500.
How many
other
guys did he lay?
Yeah.
Yeah. I laid a
that
I didn't
was
lay
the
any
trick.
Guys.
You kind of
I stepped on
That's
it.
The trick.
Stop peeling back the curtain,
I'm
Rick.
Sorry. It's the trick to Utah is not having sex with men.
How you get by
you
there.
Can do it, yeah. You can manage not
really,
to do that.
Really, they don't have an out and proud gay community?
Oh, they certainly do.
Even I thought that was gay.
Yeah, have you seen them all? They walk around town with the fucking suits and ties and shit and the fucking books under their arm and knock on your door at all hours of the day and night.
They're always hot.
Yeah.
They're always hot as balls.
Are we talking Mormons or gays?
Both.
No. They look like gays to me.
Rick wants to convince the gay missionaries to come to his door to be gay.
Yes.
They're all trying to recruit you.
Yeah, the recruitment goes both ways. You know? And at the end, I'll be Mormon and they'll be fags. So there you go.
No, it was nice. Utah was really.
Let's see which one sticks.
It's a whole different world
It'll
over there.
Stick.
I'm glad to be back in Nevada, I tell you that. First thing I did when I crossed that Nevada state line was go to the Pepper Mill in Wendover and take a big shit.
Why?
I had to take a pepper mill in Wendover.
Yeah, they got. Pepper
was that planned?
Oh, okay, it wasn't like you're shitting on Wendover.
I can't wait to shit in Wendover.
You wanted to get out of Utah so badly.
I had a big breakfast in Salt Lake, and then you drive across that salt flat, and that's the first place you go to where you can actually take a shit.
There's that rest stop, but that's no.
I don't take shits at rest stops.
Neither
I'm a
do
sophisticated I. motherfucker. I shit at casinos and in my hotel room, and then sometimes at the Zephyr. In the women's bathroom.
Right.
Those were the days.
Yeah. Because you didn't want to touch that men's bathroom with your shoes, much less any naked part of your body.
Can't believe.
Only go to the Zephyr now to take a shit. I wouldn't, I wouldn't drink there, but I poop there because it's a nice bathroom now.
Yeah.
Super men's room there?
Nice bathroom.
Oh, my wife and I stopped by there the other night when I first got back, and she said it was a great place to take a shit. If she had to. Not that she would do something like that.
No, of course she wouldn't. She's a lady. They
she
don't do that.
She certainly is a lady.
Or something.
No. But she said the bathrooms at the Zephyr are a lot nicer now.
Yeah. I was in there once. I didn't visit the bathrooms. They didn't let me into the women's room. I was confused. I was told.
God damn it,
was
I know folks in there.
the altars are gone.
The curtains, they had fucking curtains for doors.
And those
and
toilet paper
is what I called it.
Were wonderful.
The toilet paper what?
I called those curtains toilet paper, but.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Besides the point. Yeah, but it's good to be back, guys.
Yeah, man.
Good to see you, man. Seriously. We have missed you quite a lot. So. The Academy welcomes you back.
You guys did a great job all
Yes.
around.
How was your week?
My week was fabulous. Really, the big thing this weekend was wrapping up Nowhere Nevada's principal shoots.
Yeah, the big movie shoot or the music movie shoot there.
Yeah, Sunday was the last. I got to, you know, see Anarchy come to life, the character from Marianne's movie, which was really cool. And then we saw it was a kind of a concert scene with Seasons of Insanity and Andy Luna on stage. There's some pictures on the Facebook and stuff. You can check it out. But it was a fucking blast and totally surreal and really cool. And you know, and I slept like a fucking baby last night, man.
Done.
I woke up today like really with like a weight off your shoulder, you know?
Yeah.
I was even not conscious of it yesterday. I've been conscious of it before, but like once it was gone today, I was like, oh, yeah.
Nice.
Feels fucking good, dude. We're at post. Now I got to really work on the last part of this production.
Polishing, but not any more of the shaping of the clay.
Yeah. I mean, what you see is pretty much all there.
Cool.
99.9% there. So it seems really real. It's going to come out, you know.
I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I'm waiting.
Yeah, talking about it in a month telling you like, oh, it's almost there. You know,
yeah,
so
we gave away a bunch of VIP passes at the fundraiser
March,
a
maybe
weeks ago.
Something. I don't know. We'll see how
it'll
how it goes, but I'm really excited. That was my big weekend, you know.
Cool.
I didn't do any concerts or anything too much this weekend.
Rick?
Fuck, the pumpkin carving party was awesome.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was fun.
Riku had a blast. She, what did she carve? A pumpkin face. Oh, yeah, she drew the pumpkin and then had me carve out what she drew.
And it had four eyes.
Yes. It specifically needed to have four eyes, and they weren't to be the same size.
Yeah.
But three of them were to be in line.
Yes.
Like, it was very specific. Where was the nice. Fourth? It was like off to the side.
Offset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, it looked like nostrils that were on the same level as the
That's
eyes.
That's kind of what I tried to say. Hey, what if we do this a little to make it look more like that? And she's all, no. They're four eyes, Dad.
And at one point, I just hear her shriek at the top of her lungs, look at what I'm doing. And I look over and she's just writing all over it with magic marker, like putting X's all over
X's,
it.
X's,
like,
X's.
But this shocked voice, like, look at what I'm doing. Somebody, like, as if to say, somebody should stop me.
The madness.
Riku.
Well, she had adorable. She had just, she had brought it out to show Uncle Rick and dropped it on the kitchen floor, breaking it.
And it just fell face first and smashed on the kitchen floor, which was followed immediately by just a shriek of a cry.
Hey, Ray, is it about on the same level as the early baby cries?
Oh no, nothing like that.
Oh,
she's lost some of her power,
some of her punch.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a pretty, but damn, but that was a hell of a lot of fun, and a bunch of people showed up, and we sold a bunch of the CDs, and it was really awesome. And then we found out that over the past weekend they came over and took pictures from the Reno News and Review because they're going to have an article on Thursday when this comes out. The Reno News and Review is supposed to have an article about the compilation CD with all the live bands, which
awesome.
Weapons of Mass Creation is on.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
thanks, you guys.
So it's nice. This all ties in together, you know?
That was such a great show, man. We had such a blast playing, and it sounds amazing. That live album, it blew our minds.
Dude, set was so fucking rad. It like
that
made that first song like always kind of almost makes me cry when he talks about when you have that lyric about fucking because even Jesus won't forgive him for the shit that they done, but I do.
Well,
like it's such a great song. I love that song.
The river.
That did not go on the comp because it was your first song on the set, and me and Jessica felt like you played other songs way better.
Huh.
And so we didn't go with that one, but that was my favorite.
Oh, yeah, that's a true story. That happened to a buddy of mine. I was teaching up at the jail, and one of my students up at the jail shot one of my friends in the back of the head while they were painting down the road there off Whittakin.
Fuck.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty sad.
And then a song happens.
Yeah, that fucking song is just like
so hopeful.
Were you guys going to play that song?
I would love
we
you guys
weren't planning.
You weren't planning. I mean,
for
I
that?
Was
more
we well, I don't want to spoil your plan, dude. If you got it planned out, I was going to say otherwise.
Could be kind of cool.
Special request from Rick.
So, Ben,
absolutely. We can do it, yeah. I mean, absolutely.
Might as well.
It's not going to be
so that happened on Wedekind?
A little bit off Wedekind, yeah.
Because when we were painting that wall the other day, that song was stuck in my head like all day. We were working on this free wall for the community out there. There's a apartment complex, and like the Be the Change project kind of lined it up to have us paint this wall, which we're doing for free.
On Wedekind?
On Wedekind.
By the bus stop?
And it was a little sketchy. It was like, I haven't done too many of those kind of projects. And we're kind of looking around like, who's behind us or like what's going on? And that song was in my head the whole time. Mm. I was like, man, I'm psyching myself out.
No, well, that's a good thing to do.
You guys are part, you and Pan are part of the Raw. We had
to
you
explain
a while back.
Anybody who hasn't heard that show.
Oh, yeah. Reno Artworks.
Yeah.
Off of Dickerson. We've got 18 resident artists in a gallery space and in some warehouses over there with a community of other artists.
Right by Steve's bathhouse.
No.
Oh, is it? Close, right down the road. Yeah.
Go ahead, Eric. Pretend like you don't know where it is.
Hey, Rick.
Legitimately. Pan knows exactly where it is.
Don't tell everybody, Rick.
I'm a fag and I didn't know.
Gotta get you out of the ship somewhere. Oh, no. Yeah.
But yeah, you guys do a lot of good works around town working with youth organizations and...
Yeah,
another reason we wanted to have you on the show.
Pan's a teacher over at Rain Shadow.
It's a great school. It's an art school. We've helped out a lot of kids. We've actually won Poetry Out Loud Best Poet in the city for the past 5 years. A couple years ago, we had a girl go all the way to D.C. It's a great school. Community outreach, really want to help people. And we're actually doing a fundraiser so we can keep going there. For the past 5 years, the teachers have been taking a 5% pay cut there consistently and they do it because they love what they – there you go.
For real.
They deserve it. Those teachers deserve that.
That's my parents are teachers, and teachers put up with a whole lot of crap doing a lot of good work.
They deserve a solid ding, man. Come on.
Yeah. There you go.
For the teachers.
For the teachers.
They deserve a lot more money, too, but we'll take the ding.
Nick said they deserve, and I just stopped myself.
They do, and like I said, those guys, they work so hard there, and we're doing a fundraiser.
We're looking at a couple of different dates. It's probably going to be December 20th or December 14th, and we'll see what we end up doing. But the last 2 years, there's been tremendous reductions in the state funding for education. Rain Shadow's budget actually has declined for somewhere around $60,000 last year and $60,000 again this year, removed from their budget. And that, to me, is just completely unacceptable. Yeah, we're in tough times. It's an economic crisis in the world. But if education is not a top priority, who's going to be there? Even
right,
in 10 years.
Cutting education, I don't know. I it's a subject near to my heart. But yeah, cutting education is that's going to shoot us in the foot. We're going to have not a competitive workforce. We're going to have not a place people want to stay and raise their kids.
Yeah.
And
it's kind of backwards thinking in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think so.
And they say, people often say like, oh, those kids in school, they're going to take care of us when we're retired, this and that. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. I graduated high school 10 years ago. You know, I do some things in the community, I do some things in the world. I can probably do a lot more as I grow older, but those kids are going to be in this world with us in 5 or 10 years. They're there right now.
Yeah.
You know, so if we let them down, which we are as a community, we're choosing to let those kids down. Every single one of us, I hate to say it, you know, I mean, I don't know who everybody's here's voted for, but a lot of the listeners, you know, maybe how much attention do we pay to the local candidates? Everybody's concerned about who's going to be president.
Yeah. That's something that I try to tell people all the time that are so concerned about the presidential race.
Have
really,
you
what
attention?
You need to look at is what's affecting you and your neighborhood and your city more than anything.
I got into a Facebook conversation with a friend just the other day who was like, oh, this, that, the other thing. I'm just not going to vote. And I'm like, well, dude, I don't care if you don't vote
for
president.
Who cares about the fucking
That's a wash. That's all electoral college bullshit.
Who the president is doesn't make nearly as much difference
in your life. But you need to show up to the polls on election day to vote on the stuff that's going to affect your daily life. You know, the people representing you on city and state levels, the local bullshit ordinances, some of them you could stop if you didn't like it. Some of them you could help along if you do like.
Yeah, I don't really think it makes that big a difference who the president is, but your life will be affected majorly by who's in the city council and who's, you know. situations like that.
Me and Warren Cheyenne did this every year when we lived together, and I did it today, and it took 25 minutes of my time
to research,
to go online, look up every single candidate real quick. Every single one of those fuckers had an interview in the Reno Gazette Journal where they asked them pertinent questions and they gave a response, and then had their opponents at the bottom you could click on, and I checked out every single one of them and decided which ones
doesn't
more
take
were
that
more
much time
what I
and really go do that because if you're just going to vote for
minutes.
The president and you just vote. Throw junk votes out for people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that guy's really in my party, and that guy's got an Italian name, and ooh, that lady's named Hillary, and I don't like Clinton, so... You know what you do when you go in there all by yourself? I better vote for somebody.
I hope this... I know this is coming out Wednesday, but I hope nobody out there voted for any Italians.
Oh,
no, that was just my editorial.
Does not represent the feelings of the whole group. Italians, relatives of love.
Well, and the thing I like to focus on is, and no matter who's out there, no matter who's setting the policy for public funding and what's going on, the communities still have power, and we can still make stuff happen. Look at Mary Anarchy that you guys put together. I mean, that's huge. You know, it's a big fundraiser, and that's like a very grassroots community fundraiser.
One month from now, December 7th and 8th, at Jib's Parlor, a fundraiser for Tom Plunkett.
Tommy P.
Awesome.
Yeah. Check the P. Link.
And I mean, that's a huge
check
lesson.
The Plunkett link.
That's a huge lesson to communities is like we can step up and we can actually utilize
make
the resources. Like Stone Soup, you know, that story where everybody's hungry. One person's like, oh, I got a stone. Another person's like, oh, I got some broccoli. And, oh, okay, I got some onions. Next thing you know, the whole community's got a soup. So if you just throw in that one little thing, you know, there's 400,000 people in this valley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can put in a buck each and get, I don't know, twice as much money as that school needs, you know? Well, more than that.
Yeah, Rain Shadow's awesome, man.
People should, like, they've done...
A bunch of kids.
The kids at that school have done a lot for the community.
Mm-hmm.
They're all now, you know, I mean, really, Sunshine and I were talking about very recently, There's this whole crop of young kids between like 17 and 23 who are like, they're manning up. They're stepping up. And I remember a lot of generations of Reno kids between 17 and 23 who did not. They're just getting wasted and partying or studying real hard to get the hell out of town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kids right now who are like, you know, already giving back before they're even finished, you know, especially, you know, in the artistic ways. You know, a lot of great young bands, a lot of great young artists out there.
Yeah, they participate in the community.
In their community, yeah. Totally.
And they've got a pretty good
community. And I think it's stuff like, you know, it's programs and schools like Rain Shadow that make that happen.
And that, I mean, that's been our focus is getting, letting these creative kids. These are kids, by the way, that go to this school that are, they don't, for whatever reason, fit into the other schools. And that's why they go there. And that may just be because their folks move around a lot. And that may be because they're quiet and super smart and can't talk to anybody else. Or for whatever reason that they go there. And they go there and get a voice. And wonderful, wonderful things happen with these kids that a lot of people just wrote off.
Yeah, that wasn't around when I dropped out of high school and became homeless. So
Rain Shadow sounds like an option I would have liked too.
It sounds like it's a lot better than Wash, Ohio was for me and my people back.
Yeah,
in
and I ended up having a seizure.
Your peoples,
what?
I ended up having a seizure and sex with a heroin junkie. It just sucked, you know. And 6 months later, I got a job at a pizza place.
Back when I was in high school, I mean, your only option if you were out of a mainstream high school, your option was Reno High or Wash, Ohio. I'm sorry, Reno High. Wash, Ohio, which was pretty much where all the other outcasts went, but it was still just a Washoe County school district, like kind of like a garbage chute for everybody. But it's good to have some place where people can actually find their way and do something cooler than just mack on pregnant chicks.
Right.
You know? Well, I mean, and that is kind of one of the bitch of the scenario is right. I would say, you know, Reno started making a lot of good moves as far as education. Nevada was making some better moves. All right before the bottom went out of everybody's paychecks and the economy. And so we have all these things that were in place but just not quite blossomed.
So close.
Yeah.
And it's been 10 years now since a lot of these guys co-founded it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of your listeners might be surprised to know who's teaching over there. I mean, Sam O'Brien. I don't know if you guys know him. He's super active in the community.
Comedian.
Does a lot of comedy stuff, acting stuff. Eric Holland.
Yeah.
Eric.
Yeah,
he's my neighbor.
There you go. In the artist loft, everybody's favorite plein air painter. Yeah.
He loves punk rock, too, and you would never know. I mean, if you
he loves that stuff.
Him, you're wrong.
He loves that.
Well, I wonder. He probably likes Steely Dan. No, he likes punk rock.
Nice.
Whoa, weird. You would never guess that.
Very cool.
Yeah. A lot of great instructors over there. Yeah. Just, man, I love that school.
Yeah, it really gives those kids a chance. I can't – I mean, I've been there. I'm just an artist. They're lucky I get to go there and just hang out and make art with them. But it's amazing, like, how these kids who go in, like, and they're like, stabbing people, shooting at people. And they leave, and, like, I see them – I saw this one kid 5 years later, and the kid's, like, he's got a family and a job and is really doing well and contributing to society. And I was like, holy cow, that seemed impossible from where I met you, man. But that's
rad.
Awesome.
That's great.
Rad. Well, that's really cool.
And with this fundraiser that we're putting together, you know, we're just kind of starting at the basic level here. But we've got some good people on our team that are helping out. And, you know, one of the things we're doing is, like, a fundraiser. I mean, it's a raffle where, like, any business can put in something. And I feel like there are a lot of local businesses, friends of ours, that people that we all know personally, because it's a really interconnected community. Mm-hmm. So everybody can just put a little something in there. And then we have that raffle going, like, $5 tickets. Something nice. Simple like that. And then get a ballroom going and have, like, all of our, like, favorite singer-songwriter bands, like, some lighter stuff. So it can be kind of a black tie event.
Hey, Rick, you want to give away an internship?
Yeah. Hell yeah. I'll take the...
We'll do it.
Forget
yeah.
it. Yeah.
That is a great gift.
Oh, wait, no?
Does Spencer have a mic?
No, we can't. Yeah. Yeah. Well, he has mine. But it hasn't been that bad, has it, Spencer?
Nope.
An honest testimony.
Short, thank you.
Good boy.
That's
Spencer,
a really good point,
Spencer.
You can
go get me another beer from the garage if you don't mind.
Yeah, man. Speaking of, anybody else need another beer?
I forgot that we
please.
Had an intern
One,
for
two,
second.
One, two, three, four. Oh, three? Four?
You might as well bring the box in. I think there's only a couple left. In
okay,
there.
Bring the box.
There's only a couple left. Maybe I'll give him some money to go get us some beer. So.
That could work, too. Yeah. The boy is old enough to buy beer, isn't he?
I didn't check. I just got him drunk. So, you know.
And cuddled.
You rascal.
He has a girlfriend.
Another
she was back
who wants in. Any up? Anybody?
No. Well, while beer's being fetched, do you guys want to think about playing a song?
Maybe that song we were talking about?
Seems appropriate with, right?
Yeah, nice, it's a nice little time for a break, little musical enjoyment for our peeps.
Yeah, let's do it.
I would love you.
Right on.
Song.
Right on.
You having fun over there, Abel?
Yeah.
When we come back from the song, we'll talk to Abel and Joe a little bit more. Eh?
Sure.
Get maybe focus a little bit back on the band for a while.
Sounds good. Go.
That's a good idea.
Fuck that idea.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, man. Gold star.
Hold on, I dropped my cable.
Thanks, man. So, now,
yes.
I want to remind everybody to go out on Monday. Next Monday, we will be dark. Because the Misfits are coming to town.
Oh, right.
Ooh, that's
yeah,
right.
We will not have a show next week.
Liver Scars are playing.
Liver Scars and Misfits at the Knit?
Yeah. Factory.
Yeah. That's going to be killer. I'm kind of super psyched about
see
that.
That. Is the band all set? Weapons of Mass Creation?
Yeah, this one's called The River.
Oh, awesome. I love it when my guitar
is it about the
Truckee
River?
Was out of tune. It's awesome.
Pantoja?
I like this place. It's unique in the desert. We got the river here. And that's always been in folk songs and stuff. If you look back, that's always been, you know, you take your troubles to the river and let it wash on down the line. Let it wash away.
Cool.
Tell you this, my friend. With my gun against your head, your life will end. As you watch the world slip away, in the river I will wash your life away.
See that kid in the paper who shot two dead. I see the kid in the back of my classroom bobbing his head, he's writing rhymes. asking how he did, dreaming. From the back of his smile, he unleashed a couple demons. Bang, bang, over gun, they cut him down. Pop, pop, and the neighbors all hear the sound. Run, run, cause the people come gather round. Ain't he down, boys? Ain't he down, hey. Put your guns down, put your guns down, put your gun, put your guns down, put your guns down, put your gun, put your guns down, put your guns down, put your gun, put your guns down, put your guns down.
Oh, the bullet is true. Unlike the words you speak, lies through and through. As this comes to pass now. In the river I will wash your lies away. In the river I will wash your sins away.
What you scribbling on walls, cause you saw it on YouTube. You in college math, sipping you hoos. Don't practice your rights down on Neil Road. Don't bring your cans to Montello and Grove. But didn't you know? But no one deserves to get shot. And in a cell, living hell's what the lucky one got. Click, click, all them locks as they slam in the joint. Three lives gone, two dead, you get the point. And for what? For who? Cause I like them kids. Even Jesus wouldn't forgive them for the shit that they did. But I do. And I wish them all well. I hope they find peace in their 8x4 cells. Hope they find peace in their home, they're on wells. Empty bedrooms and classrooms, we miss them. Well, what would you do if you could just stand with them now? Give them some time. Come give them some love. Why don't you ask where they've been? Cause anybody whose streets is gonna end up like them, amen.
Oh, the river will bend. I know your body might be broken, your soul can mend. As you think your last, now you should pray. In the river I will wash your lies away. In the river I will wash those thoughts away.
Put your guns down, put your guns down, put your guns down, put your guns
down, put your guns down. Oh Lord, away, oh Lord, away, oh Lord, away,
oh Lord. Yeah.
That was fucking awesome, man.
I love that song.
Kind of killing it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Anybody ever tell you
I'm a Chucky
you
River Pirate too, man, and fuck yeah.
No, you really, I really like the texture of your voice.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's like reminiscent of a bunch of things.
Are you from England? Where are you from,
but
man?
But nothing I can put my
no,
finger
he's,
on.
No, he's from Red Rock.
Where are you from, boy? I'm from Northern England.
Northern England, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Like awesome. What city are
I'm actually from a real, you know what's interesting? Pan and I, well, and I guess all of us from
you all
here
are
really,
interesting.
Is that we're all kind of from small mining towns? Because I come from a really small northern mining town in England, and it's, you know, kind of it's interesting in terms of when Pan and I met and our and kind of getting to know each other. It was a lot of our experiences, even coming from opposite sides of the world, were really really similar.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up in the 80s, Margaret Thatcher decided. You know, we should close all the coal mines in England. Now, where I grew up, fucking everybody worked in a coal mine.
Spelled death for the community.
I would get the bus to college when I was 16. I'd get the bus to college, and there were houses that had people living in them where they'd taken the fucking tiles off the roof to sell them. They were living in houses with, like, no – where the roof wasn't fully complete because they couldn't afford –
you
know, they
the
were
roof.
They were
That's
fucking starving to death. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
So that kind of – it's interesting that there are a lot of parallels between where I'm from, and my wife also grew up in Elko.
So, is that what brings you here? Is that why? How'd you get here?
My sister's lived in America since 98. Mm. And I came out for a holiday and got a job and didn't leave.
Hey,
that's how I ended up in Reno.
Yeah.
met a nice awesome. Elko girl.
I was just going to be here for the winter, got Thank a job, you. And didn't Thank leave.
Yeah, so I mean, I think Reno's that – that's what makes Reno really interesting is that it seems to me everybody kind of found this place. You know, or it found them. I don't know which way around, but they were on their way somewhere else, and they. I have a friend who hitchhiked here in the '70s, all the way from Delaware.
Wow!
And she got out of some truck driver's truck in Sparks and never left.
Yeah.
She would say to me, you know, 40 years ago or whatever, I got out this guy's truck, and then like two kids and a husband and an ex-husband later, here I am. You know what I mean?
Yep. It's still hasn't seen the ocean.
It's a pretty yeah. view. You know?
But it's created kind of an interesting eclectic mix of people here that I think is sure. is kind of unique and
yeah. Well,
awesome.
People pass through all the time, and the people that end up staying are pretty interesting.
Yeah,
I've been trying to tell people that shit for years, man. Yeah. But when you say it, it sounds so interesting in his accent. It's like
he talks funny. I know.
Hand off the gray, hey, telling Nick, you. Something. Nick, like, so I believe you,
Nick.
Yes.
You go move to another country, and you will sound exactly as interesting.
Really.
Oh, no, I'd like to try think, that.
I wouldn't
you're a
move there,
American.
But I'd go like visit for a year or something somewhere. That'd be fun, just to be weird, like stand out there just from being me. That'd
don't
be
feel,
cool.
Don't feel too odd.
But I feel like that every fucking day in this country. So what right. the fuck? Yeah. I ain't like looking for nothing.
It's special. I think you're only our third foreigner.
Awesome.
So, ever. And one of those was a Canadian.
Are you
she
counting?
Yeah,
count.
She doesn't count.
Are you counting Nick?
She's still a North American. You
Nick.
Know.
Nick.
She's, oh, because I'm from Mexico, too? I'm
you're not,
not from Mexico, dude. I'm actually born
you're
in
also
California.
A North American, though. Yeah.
My grandpa was born in Mexico. Leave me alone, dude.
I know. Chewy, this one's for you.
Nick wakes up. Nick wakes up before 10. Too, so.
I wasn't talking to him. I thought Nick was from a different country. My bad.
How long have you known him?
Like 20 years or something. I don't know.
Never
oh
forget.
God.
Not counting. My brothers for life, man. I'm glad, just glad you're back, dude.
I'm bad. I'm glad too. Glad I'm
bad. Glad you're bad.
So what about you, Abel? Too. How'd you get mixed up with these guys?
I was looking for a job. No, I actually came back from Texas. I was doing some traveling myself, and I came back from Texas, and I was like, I need to talk to Pan, you know, like, and then I talked to him. He's like, he's doing this project with, like, a music with, just acoustically, and I, like, I got involved. I told him he wanted to do it with, like, electrical beats, like, with the MPC, with, like, you know, Mass. Electrical beats. And
what does an MPC mean? What's that?
It's like electric beat. Well, it's beat like a machine. Sampler. Oh. It's like
what
you can sample
MPC
beats
stand
and stuff.
For, is what I mean.
I was really into that, like. I don't know. It's like beat pads and shit. Like, I was really into, like...
Wasn't that the evil thing in Tron?
That's what I was thinking.
Right?
No, that's the
MCP. Oh, MC, that's right.
Program.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But that has something it stands
we
for.
We were all Master thinking control. That.
What does MCP mean?
And I see that giant face moving back and forth.
It's David Warner.
It's David Warner.
Oh, the devil from Time Bandits, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's this other movie where he plays both himself, the evil sheriff of Nottingham, and Merlin, who he kills.
Quest of the Delta Knights.
Oh,
you guys are dorks.
We are dorks. Yeah, that's
I want to see
David Warner versus David Warner. It's awesome.
David Warner, you are under arrest by order of David Warner.
That sounds good, dude.
I'm sorry. It's completely off subject. So the NPC from Tron played your beats and what?
Yeah, and I told him, you know, like I wasn't interested in that. Like, I was like, I play drums too, so I just we practiced one time and we haven't stopped ever since.
Cool. What brought you from Texas to Reno?
Well, I went to Texas for a while for a chick, but
oh, you were from Reno?
Yeah, then I got bored and I came back.
Cool. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to few places. I went to Sparks High and Reed. And
how old are you?
I'm 28 years old.
Oh, okay,
Sparksy.
So you could have used something like Rain Shadow.
Yeah, I was in a place called Rain Shadow. It's called like ICDA.
Yeah, oh, something like that.
It was something like that. Where they focus more on your art and stuff. Like,
oh, cool.
Yeah, so I went to school like that, but then I came back to Sparks and graduated. I'm all out of breath because I just got done playing drums and shit. I'm like,
is that dude breathing hard? I was wondering who was doing that.
I'm all
that.
Fucking sweating and shit. I'm like, oh, God.
Now sit down and have a conversation. Well, we'll get you back out there to play another song as soon as you've rested up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm ready to go right now. Shit.
No, we're trying to break your vibe, is what I'm saying.
Sorry. So, normally during the show about this time we do a little thing with our commercials. Now are we out of sponsors right now?
I still like the guys over at Reno Computer Fix. Justin and Ian, they're cool, but like we've got a if you guys have something wrong with your computers, take it down there, they'll hook you up.
Okay.
Awesome. And you go in there and mention Worst Little Podcast as a listener, you go in there, they'll hook you up. I'm saying this in the hopes that when I go in with my almost broken computer, they will hook me up, please.
It maybe they'll hook you up to the computer and you'll come back like with bionic legs or something.
Or my mind would go into the computer and the computer would go into me. And I would be the internet.
Video drone?
You guys are
your
nerds.
Your balls will be like a modem.
If you're a business and you want to reach dozens of people, just get in touch with us.
In not only the Reno Sparks area, but all across the country and world.
Yeah, it's a pretty good rate. We're going to go with like, what, $25 a show right now?
Sure.
Yeah,
$25 I put a couple stickers up in Utah, so if any you get any spikes from Utah, that'd be weird. But
we'll promote the fuck out of you, whether you're from Utah, look, keep it on.
Anywhere
California,
you
want to
be
we
promoted,
don't care.
Yeah, we don't care. Well, we might even cut a commercial for you.
Yeah, that's the commercial price, right?
So here is the commercial. The commercial is a commercial.
You got to buy a chunk. You can't just buy one. If we're going to make a commercial for you, it's got to run for a certain amount of time. So please do that. Anyway, this commercial conversation and break brought to you by Pinky Polansky. All
right. Don't forget to check
the Pinky Link. Cheers, everybody.
We cut the fuck out of that one.
Felix what? Likes to drink.
There we go. Thank you, honey.
So does Nick.
But yeah, that's a good idea, Nick. Thanks for having a commercial for a commercial.
Cool.
Well, yeah.
I told you to break it up so now we can talk about whatever's next.
Look at how much business Pinky Polansky stirred up over the years by being a sponsor.
And now they're famous.
Yeah. Rocky Horror.
Yeah. That was everybody loves show, them. Man. It's because of the show.
Yeah, it's because of us.
If you want to see Felix in a little video, I did put up a little behind the scenes nowhere. I put it up tonight. Oh. So by the time the show's out, it's been up a couple days. But go look
on
at
the
it.
YouTube.
The, making of day one video.
Astronaut 69.
Yeah, it's on my Facebook too. And I think I shared it with some people, but I don't know. Sometimes I do that wrong. Like I hit the wrong button or
starting
something.
Starting to get a little Popeye-ish, Nick.
Yeah.
Squinting and squeezing your biceps.
I'm getting old, man. I'm getting older.
But anyway, so what were we talking about?
Weapons of mass creation.
Weapons of mass creation. What do you got? Where's your next show?
Do we have a CD release?
We do. Coming up this Friday.
This Friday?
On the 9th.
Lincoln Lounge. Lounge rules.
With,
it's a nice space.
Where actors shot him?
Potentially.
Oh, no. Yeah. Are you playing with?
I have enjoyed.
Oh, no. We're playing with Bazooka
with
Zoo.
With actors shot him.
And, we should have got
and
actors
And we're Pegasus
that,
and have
I've
knives.
I've seen actors killed Lincoln at Lincoln Lounge. It's pretty fun just because of that.
Yeah.
They should play with Los Pistoleros.
Oh,
my God.
Actors killed Lincoln with the gunmen.
No, we have to save that for February. That's a great idea.
That's a great
idea. Save it for
Lincoln's birthday.
President's Day. For President's Day, yeah.
I think that just gave me a chub.
I know. I was adjusting my seat while you were saying that.
No, but, okay, sidetrack. Your show, Weapons of Mass Creation, CD release party this Friday at Lincoln Lounge. At what time?
Doors are at 8. Music's going to start at 9.
How much are those digital pancakes? How much will those digital pancakes cost someone?
$10.
Yeah.
Dude, the CD looks beautiful. Well, what does Rob think about the recording?
Again, a great recording.
He loves everything.
Spiewak loves Weapons of Mass Creation.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah. And who's going to be going to see that this Saturday night?
That's right. TMOS this Saturday.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry.
Why even
Michael Mara show.
You can't
really,
go to that.
Only, there's only
you go see Weapons of Mass Creation.
We're on Friday. They're on Friday. There's no conflict.
Let's get everybody calm down.
Okay.
Thank God. Thank Chewie's you, here Chewie. Yeah, Chewie's to be back, the voice dude. Of reason. Yeah.
We're just like, we're flying off everywhere yeah. right now.
Yeah.
So many dicks to suck and so little time.
Ooh, boy.
Because what, Nick? I mean, you've one. Known He's you've known Pantoja for a minute, right?
What?
You've known down, Pantoja right? here for a minute.
Oh, yeah, I'd just suck his dick. And I wouldn't do that, but I would say I would give him a nice back rub because he was fucking not only awesome in Bruce Lindsay's first play, you know, where he directed that one, but then when he played in the second one, dude, you're a good fucking actor, dude.
Oh, thanks. Joe was in the first one. Joe played the mimes in the first one.
Oh, you were the mime? Mm-hmm. Cool, man. I love Bruce Lindsay's shit, man.
That guy writes some crazy shit.
He lives in his
shit.
Own little world, man. It's
pretty
awesome.
Amazing.
Awesome.
It's actually not even little. It's like his own world. It's
a gigantic world.
Yeah.
The sets look like his paintings, man, and shit. But yeah. You were fucking brilliant, the character you did last time, and I did not expect that. And then, like, to compare that with the way he sings and delivers rock and roll to what he did in that play... You man, you're what? A fucking crazy artist, dude.
Well, I was hanging out at, what was it, there was a show, you're painting along with stuff, coming up with crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah, that was that,
The other CD paint. Release, no.
No, I saw him do it at,
You do it all the time.
I do a lot.
Yeah.
I do a lot of live painting, I love it. Me and Josie rock, always. Mm-hmm. On either side of the stage, you can catch us at a lot of places.
That's fun. That's cool. Fun to like be listening to music and watching a dude chilling out, rocking to the music, and making a painting.
By the end of the
that's
set,
fun.
It's the best way to paint. There, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we have live painting cool. on Friday too.
Yeah, Josie's
Josie is going to be painting on
Josie.
Have your record release?
Cool. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Josie rocks and paint there. That's awesome.
What's the name
fun.
Of your record?
For Your Revolution.
Oh,
For Your Revolution.
Is that about revolution?
It might be.
It's for yours.
It might be. It's for the small things. For by revolution, a lot of people picture a gun and going out to the mountains. It doesn't mean that. It means it's the little things. It's going out and starting a charter school, going out and starting the salvagery, and going out and that is how you make a revolution. That's
grow
that
garden.
Here's a weapon of mass creation in my hand. Mm-hmm.
The pen.
Yep. Put your dick right? back in your pants.
Start a podcast.
Start a podcast.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, good job. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, this is revolutionary.
This is a little weed that grew out of the desert. Now it has like a leaf and everything.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it has legs, but it's got like one leg and like a stump.
It's got like...
I'd say we have an actual leaf. Yeah. We're starting to catch some sunshine.
We're kind of like a goat head plant that'll stick
but
in
yeah,
your foot.
I mean, we are. We're really mostly just getting really embedded into the dry hard pan so you can't make us out. No matter how you try to kill us.
Yeah,
you think it's gone, but then you step on it in your bathroom a couple months later.
That's right. Revolution, man.
Yeah. Start a band.
I
like
it.
It's kind of like your personal revolution as well, not just like your...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's like... You know when people tell you you have to be the change you want in the world and all that kind of – I mean it's a cliche but it's also kind of true, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a funny thing about cliches.
They come from somewhere.
Exactly.
Some
you know,
kind of truth.
It's interesting too. You know, you kind of have to in terms of – you see a lot of angry people yelling at you about peace and you can't – It's kind of hard to get peace with a gun in your hand, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right, you can't kill your way
to peace.
You
can point it at a bottle and it's peaceful.
Well, I mean, you could. I mean, but you might be the only person left in a room. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
From England, what do you think about like John Lennon's bed-ins and shit like that? Like...
What do I think about John Lennon's bed-ins?
Yeah, where he jumps in bed.
Were you there?
For peace, you know what I mean? Like... But
yeah,
that's got to be
mean,
part of your culture, right? I mean, your heritage.
Yeah, of course. I mean, anything any of the Beatles does is like, you know, front page news in England. One of them fucking goes to his kitchen and makes a fucking sandwich. And it's like, Jesus, they made a sandwich and they put pickle in it. You know what I mean?
Sacred pickle.
Fucking Ringo brushed his teeth.
Whoops.
Wrong.
Good point.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
going
to be a good question for later.
I think John Lennon did a lot of interesting and good things for peace. You know, the FBI had a – do you know this? FBI had a file on John Lennon.
Oh,
and
totally.
The conclusion of it, which was pretty hilarious, was that he was so high all the time, he was never going to get anything done. That was the conclusion of that point to John Lennon. He's just too high. He just, like, wanders around.
I bet that's exactly how I feel about Burning Man.
The dude that hangs out.
Yeah, he's just like some guy.
I'd say he accomplished quite a bit.
No, absolutely. Well, the FBI
doesn't
but, I mean,
know that.
In terms of, no. like, but, yeah, you know, like, they thought he was
undermining the government.
Yeah, but like, they were talking about, like, is he going to help fund a revolution or is he going to help, right. you know,
The Ruskies, because he went over to Russia for a while. He might have been turned in one of their spies. I mean, there was a lot of that.
In England, we used to call that. Did you have the same turn of phrase here? Red under the bed? They might be a red under the bed.
Red herring.
Oh, well, I get what you're saying.
Red herring means something.
Like you might be harboring communists?
Secret commie. Like they're a red under the bed. You know?
Ah, so they're not overtly communist, but they may
have
communist
tendencies
and they should be watched.
We have better dead than red. That's what they say here.
Yeah. Fucking A.
But not clampers.
Yeah, no, that's
different. Maybe we would have said closet commie.
Clampers are totally closet commies.
No, they just like red t-shirts.
They do love red t-shirts. That's true.
But I've said too much. Yeah, let's have another song by you guys, man. It's gotten too intense, sure. I think, right?
Abel literally just got settled down from the last one.
Yeah, I know. See, I told you.
Here you go.
There he goes.
You're the workhorse, but you're the spine of this band.
Hell yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
Let's do What Makes a Revolutionary, since we've been saying that.
Awesome.
Cool.
I love the thematic podcast.
Also, like, poor commie John Lennon.
Poor.
Elvis was secretly a red.
I know. Well, when he wasn't bringing animals and girls together. Bring me.
Bring
animal.
Me an animal.
Animal. Red. Oh, and his friend was red. That's
his
true.
His best friend's name was Red.
Oh, you got a Red in the Memphis Mafia. Yeah, he's in it with the Chi-Coms.
Oh, man.
Okay.
The Chi-Coms?
Yeah. It's short for Chinese Communists.
Chi-Coms.
Sounds like some corporation from a video game.
Chi-Com presents
Viacom, no.
Com-Com.
Camp-Com.
The Communist Communists.
Communist Communications. Com.com. Com.com.
That would be sad if they got .net by accident.
Com.net.
And watch, the day after I put this podcast out, you never hear us again.
Oh, it's
fine. We're going to be off next week.
That would be rad.
Did they say revolution and?
No, there'll be somebody who looks exactly like you.
Yeah. It'll be a carbon copy of us.
But they'll have dead eyes.
Right. Dead on the inside.
You think it was my brother down and sent me off the edge? While my mother's crying caskets, and to this life I pledge to choke down all these tears for you and spit them out like bullets now instead. When my other brothers lost, they got in trouble with the law. Now Papa's popping heart pills just to cope with it all. What makes a revolutionary? It's readying me for democracy. Hey! Oh! All my best friends got everything they needed. Slinging dope, selling weed and Neil. Believe the American deal. Shot himself today just to see if he could feel. And that 10 people trailer trash kept me safe and warm. While my uncles hung themselves cause the banks took their farms. What makes a revolutionary? Dreading me for democracy. Hey! There I am playing grab ass on a short bus. Education's power's what they pumped in my head. But how you supposed to read, teach when all you see is red? And you ain't nothing, kid. Stop painting on them walls, and you ain't nothing, kid.
What you're writing that down for? You ain't nothing, kid. Well, just to prove I'm wrong, I got a couple of degrees. And not because I'm smart, I'm just really good at cheating. And nowadays, they come after my wife. MCs use similes like,
this is my life.
Yeah. Over an ocean of time and of space. Hey. Yeah. Why am I so crazy? Demo crazy, I'm not. I'm just your average American baby. Hey.
No one ever dies alone.
Sorry, sorry. I kind of lost it in the middle of that song. Eric kind of made me crack.
That was rad, man. Hey, we got you all set up. Let's do one more.
Yeah,
man.
Do another song.
Let's do a double shot.
Back to back.
Yeah, back to back.
Hey, this is one Eric wrote.
Oh, lordy. How does it go? All right.
I can't do this sitting down business.
Get up there. Get up
there. Yeah.
Get up there.
All right.
Do you have to get sing on this it. One?
I'll just scream, dude.
Yeah, rad. Okay, cool, cool.
I like the way you think.
What's it called?
This one's called The Deep South. Yeah.
In a roundabout way, I came round the other day to see them weeping willows laughing. And the crow did cry. Amen, says I, to the fool who froze himself to keep from passing. And them wishing wells are catching hell for granting man is great disaster. Say you, say I, say you, say I, say you, say I, say we. Say you, say I, say you, say I, say you, say I, say we. Say we, say we. Say you, say I, say we, hey. Quarantined out back with the rest of them dogs, and all old ideas bend croaking like frogs in the twilights of the days hereafter. And them with ideas are out on their yachts with their hands tied tight from them double half knots. Nobody's steering, but it doesn't keep them from laughing. Ha, 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 ha. Say you, say I, say you, say I, say you, say I, say we. Say you, say I, say you, say I, say you, say I, say we. Say we, say we, say you, say I, say we. And down in the South, they open their mouths that they would not pray for segregation. Then slip them foul, then win it all. And this is what we call a great nation. Say you, say I, say you, say I, say you, say I, say, you, say, I, say we. Say you, say I, say you, say I, say you, say I, say we. Say we, say we, say we, say we, say we, say we. Say you, say I, say we, hey, hey, hey. Despite what they tell ya, we're all born free. Despite what they tell ya, we don't wanna be in the penitentiary. Despite what they tell ya, and despite what they tell ya. We'll be right back.
was awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like you guys' music a lot.
Everything you guys do is fucking intense. Jeez. Do you guys have like the fun rant. Happy song? Like I one time listened to everything Danzig ever played because I was going to see a show and I'd never heard him before. And I listened to every album, like all nine albums. And do you know Danzig has never done a happy song ever? Ever? Not one?
Well, you guys sounds have, like, pretty happy have, like, about a, raping your baby the, today.
How about right? How about one called a Waste one, of Time?
He right, okay.
Raped your mom and killed your baby, I believe. Right.
And he yeah. likes finding skulls and shit. Like, he yeah. makes him happy.
Not that I want you guys to not be intense.
No, we right. have, I mean, no.
I like it.
We got that Waste of Time.
Because Hometown is like,
Waste of Time. This one's pretty chill.
We're going to go again. Another
yeah,
song.
Let's do it.
Sweet.
Reefer.
All right.
This is WMC.
Yeah.
This is
just fucking yeah. relentlessly Three for play. Guys, guys, even, it's, yeah, guys, it's midnight. We need to pack it in.
Fuck you.
I'm going to play some more songs.
Joe, give me
we set up. You're going to listen to us now, bitch. So Rick should be ready for your music after that, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's getting close.
That'd be great. All right, this is one just for fun for the artist.
Oh, yeah, everybody's right. standing up except
Pam. Who wants to die for art?
I'm not standing.
What? Everybody in the die audience is raising their hands. Let's go.
One, two, four.
These things come around like ADHD. Let me see this specifically. Space between a dream and awake. When you don't know how much it'll take to break the illusion. Fell real hard, got a contact contusion. Fuck them blue eyes, who's next for a bruising? Think you're choosing? Either way, we both losing. Hey. Looking for asses in an unknown manger. Ba-rum-ba-bum-bum-bum-ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Never come too quick. Left look and flick a pick. Man, it ain't goose shit, but it's pretty damn slick, huh? And it's a waste of time. Hey. But you'll do it anyway.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Abel, you can come back in here now.
You know, one of the things about this band that's...
What's that, Joe?
One of the things that I love about this band is, like, we never really play any song the same way twice. So, you know, it is cool. It's like... It's also one of those... I saw Dave Grohl talking about this. They were doing, like, you know, they were talking about the anniversary of Nevermind coming out.
Right.
And Dave Grohl was being interviewed today, and they were saying, you know, he was describing, he's like, you know, there's those bands you go to see where you're never quite sure how it's going to go.
Right. And he was like,
And he was like,
it's horrible.
And he was like, that's what it's kind of like being in a van. I always felt like we were either going to be like a train wreck. In a good way, though, like, you know, you're always going to have an experience, or we're going to be, like, the best thing you've ever fucking seen. Sometimes I feel a bit like that about us, you know.
Just liking yourself.
Kurt Cobain's motto is, like, as long as it's good and has passion,
yeah,
then it's allowable. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, I'm not trying to say we're as good as Nirvana, but I'm just, you know,
I'd say you're as passionate, man.
Yeah.
You guys all bring it.
Like, you're all sitting here sweating your balls off and huffing and puffing.
I had to restrain myself from climbing on your furniture. Like, I literally was about to stand on that.
I was noticing that.
Yeah.
Not about it.
Don't fucking stand.
You move. You have to be moving while you play bass.
I literally cannot play. Unless it's like it's part of the bend.
Sitting down is weird. It's weird to sit down and play, huh?
It's funny, too. You know, I've played in a lot of different bands over the years, and this is the... Like, we practice like we're playing
live
1,000 people.
Fuck yeah. That's the way to do it. That is the way to do it.
You know, I've been on a lot of bands where we just kind of like, we're like, oh, okay, we'll play a song. I'm like, okay, that's what it sounds like. And you go back and you play it 50 times. It takes a bit of getting used to playing in this band. Like, Eric, it was a bit of a culture shock, you know, coming from other bands where you know, you rehearse and you're like, oh, we'll play this song over. We don't really rehearse that way. We rehearse like we're playing a show all the time.
Eric was pissed when he first got in this band. He's like, we didn't really practice, guys. He's like, we just played a song. That's it.
Oh, I know. Like, our first show was like some benefit for a traveler, and I'd been in the band for like a week, and all we did was play like all the 20 songs like 7 times, like, every song, all the way, you know, the whole set. And I'm like, okay, like, play a show. I'm like, I don't even know what a single chord in a single song is, and you want me to get on stage? I'm like, fuck you, I'll do it. And then we did it, and I remember we're up there, we're at the treehouse, and I'm playing, I have no idea what's going on. And like, Pan, like, is like projecting, and he's going around stage like a maniac, and he kind of like comes at me with this like energy. He's like, ah! And I like fucking like fell over. I was like, I like fell back. I'm like, this band is horrible.
But now, awesome. Now you're like that though. You're like fucking in everybody's faces now. Dude,
that's the way it's gonna be.
You should have seen in Montana. There's this fucking one guy in his face.
No, that is nuts. He was in his nuts.
Yeah.
He's yelling.
We got video of it, but you posted that up. It's like, there's a little bit of it. There's a guy like in his crotch area. He's just like, yeah.
And he's yelling. He's like, what's your name?
Eric just looks scared.
He's like, what's your name, man? I'm like, I'm Eric. And I'm like,
hey, he's all playing.
What are you doing after the show?
You want a Hummer?
No. No, it wasn't even like weird like that. It was just weird. But it was just like, and he's just yelling. He's like, you're the driving force of the band. You're the driving
force. Yeah, he's like yelling at
him. You hit it. You play that. Play that note. And I'm like, dude, quit screaming at me. I'm going to kick you in the face.
And also, it was also, you know, made more awesome of the fact that at the time, Eric had a beard that made him look like the Zigzag Man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the little dude?
He had
this big Persian beard.
He had this fucking massive beard with this huge curly mustache. Yeah.
That road trip to Montana was excellent, man. Like, it was the best.
We're about to do that again, boys.
We're about to do that again. We're
going to
go
to Montana this time of year?
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
You know what we're about to do?
Oh,
Rick?
Shit.
That's right. You guys remember. You have no idea. Gentlemen, welcome to the worst little quiz in the world.
Awesome.
I'm going to ask you a series of questions that really have nothing to do with anything and score you completely subjectively. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Abel, since you look least prepared, I'm going to save you for first. Your lover, your brother, or your mother trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first? Go.
My mom.
Yeah? Your mom?
Yeah, I'll fucking eat my mom up.
He didn't even fucking hesitate.
I didn't even hesitate. That's why he's getting some
no
points
hesitation.
For that.
Strong points. Strong yeah. points for no
I'll
hesitation.
Eat the woman
Eric,
that gave me
you
birth.
You may have answered this question before, but you might have changed your mind.
Oh man, I'll fucking die, dude. I don't give a fuck.
Oh right, you're the big pussy on this question.
I'm Gandhi.
Put him in the hole.
I'll eat. Hey, are they dead? Are they already dead?
Well, they will be by the time
that really is not specified.
Yeah, I ain't gonna kill no motherfucker just for me to live, dude. That's
that is kind of implied,
yeah.
though.
Yeah,
not specified, but implied.
If they're dead, I don't give a fuck. But if they're alive, I'm not.
Hey, you don't want your mom's flesh to go to waste if she died.
I will give you 10 points for being.
What? You are such a princess.
Ah, yeah, dude. Do it again. That's what this guy is. Princess.
Isolate that.
Pantoja. Pan-star.
I got one brother left, and I would definitely eat him. He's large.
Yeah, again, no hesitation.
Brother meat's good.
I would help. I would eat your brother.
So, Joe?
What are my options? Mother?
Mother, brother, or lover?
Fuck. Probably my mom. Just because she has the most meat on her.
Most years under her belt, too.
Yeah, and she'd probably be like, go on.
Your mom would probably taste like...
Mumsy loves you.
I mean, we sucked like, on our nipple like for a while.
If you must.
The only problem is...
Oh, if you must.
Well, my wife's a chef, so I
Andy
used
hates
to be
American
a chef,
food.
So she could cook it.
Well, there you go. Yeah, save the lover if she is the chef.
Make a stew.
I don't know. That's
turn your mom
choice.
Into a nice Basque meal.
make a good pozole with
that sausage.
No, it's bangers and mash.
Joe, how often do you masturbate?
Do you need decimal points?
Hey, no, a daily, weekly, whatever your frequency is.
It depends on the week and how busy I am. A lot.
All right. That is an acceptable answer, sir. Pan.
Oh, man. I got to go daily.
All right. All right.
Nice.
Daily or bi-daily?
Okay.
Eric's busy.
You get 2 extra points for that.
I'm taking this medicine that doesn't get my thing hard actually, so what? It's I used to do it on the daily.
No, in your normal wow. So in your normal life you're a daily guy.
Well, I used to be.
That's points.
I used to do it over the shoulder holder boulder,
yeah, you know,
dude.
But hey, what kind of medicine is that and what it's for?
It's funny because we were just talking about this like before coming here.
Cortisone, not cortisone.
Don't talk about that.
Cortisone.
No, man, it's
whatever it
hard.
Is. If yeah. they tell you to
it's
take
cortisone
it.
For El Corazon?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Holy shit. I have an enlarged heart, so I can't be like too.
He literally has a really
can't be doing that too much, you know what I mean?
Right. Oh, yeah, brother. Don't get to yourself too
you,
excited.
You get extra points.
Rory's shaking hands.
Manning it out there.
My life depends on it. I could die one of these days just masturbating.
You should go with a smile on your face.
A way to go.
Yeah, at least I got it. Passed out all
so
fucking
proud,
naked.
Man.
Oh, boy. We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier. I'm
a
serious.
Friend, a friend of mine in England, he. yeah. His friend went through this phase. He did this like 4 weeks in a row. He'd go out and get shit faced drunk, and he was living with his parents and his sister. He'd come home, get shit faced drunk. He'd drop his clocks around his ankles and he'd just, you know, throw one out in front of the TV. But then he'd pass out with his cock in his hand, covered in his own jizz.
And then they'd wake up and find
him. No, they'd come down the stairs in the morning and, like, they'd be eating breakfast in, like, the next room and he's just, like, there with his cock in his hand. Happened, like, 4 weeks in a row. They eventually they had to, like, say something to him.
And be like, yeah, that's inappropriate. Dude.
Yeah. Everybody's so polite over there. They just don't tell you when you're in.
Yeah.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, like if that ever happened while I was living here, pictures would have been taken of whoever the offender was.
Well,
yeah.
You know, it is true English people
house.
Are very polite, you know. Yes. And we do all speak exactly like in American movies, so his parents were like,
sure.
Oh, Johnny, you've left your penis in your hand again.
You've left your cock in your hand.
Oh, my.
Nature really doesn't
pardon me, I'm so sorry.
I shall always remember Dick.
All right. Well, Jesus. Next question.
I'm scared of the next question.
I'm scared of the next question.
I got it.
Well, you want to throw one out?
Yes. All right, yes. Yeah. In all of history, who would you fist fight? Joe.
Who would I fist fight?
Yes.
Gandhi.
Nice. Okay, Gandhi. You good get the Fight Club Fuck question Gandhi. And yeah. answer. Your turn.
I'm still, I answered this last time. I'm still sticking with E equals MC square, that motherfucker.
Einstein.
Einstein.
Einstein's a little bitch.
Pantosia versus
I like
Einstein.
Your style.
I put my money on Pan.
Me too.
I don't know. That guy's wily.
Eric.
Why do we got to fight, man?
Fucking another princess thing. Yeah. See, the negative, princess.
See, negative numbers.
You are the star of an action movie that just happens to be real. You know, who's the bad guy?
Fuck.
Who's the bad guy?
I mean, it's like, the thing is, dude, history's
dude, say Mitt Romney. You know you want
yeah,
him.
Yeah, oh, man, that elitist fucking pig, dude. Oh, man. What if he wins? Oh, it's fucked up, man. I wouldn't say
if he wins, you're going to jail.
I know,
he's not the president yet.
But I know, but like...
He's not.
Ah, dude, it's just that life's... Thank you. You know, for Nick, I would do that for you. I wouldn't fight somebody.
Thank you, brother.
But I would fight to protect somebody,
man. He wouldn't
man.
Fight fair, though. It'd be like WWE or whatever.
I would fight
he'd
his...
Like,
I would
he'd
fight...
be fighting Mitt and his wife.
His wife.
A
tag
steel
team.
Chair.
Yeah.
Mitt, his wife's a dressage horse. Their dancing horse would attack me.
Yeah.
That's what would
I think his wife has balls. I think she'd teabag you.
Able. Ronald McDonald.
Ronald
nice.
McDonald.
Nice.
Good answer.
Ooh, we've
good
never
answer.
Had that before.
Yeah. That's good.
The boy he's fucking had Hitler.
He's fucking killing those kids with those fucking McDonald's. Hamburgers. I'm yeah, telling yeah. you, dude. Those fucking.
Those hamburgers are just fine.
The golden arches and shit.
Yeah, delicious.
It's killing people.
That's just as bad as smoking, man.
When was the last time you got really hammered?
Really hammered?
Like really stupid.
Last night.
About it.
Shit faced.
Just now.
Actually, we had it was my wife and I's anniversary last week, and we had it's close to Halloween, of course, so we got married deliberately so we could throw a big Halloween party.
How many years?
Oh, nice.
Two.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Good luck
so,
with that.
So our friend Ty is a mixologist, so he kept making it. They're called Typhoons, so I got pretty fucking shit-faced.
Nice.
I saw
nice.
It. I was just stumbling around my house.
Kate was so wasted the next day. That was so funny, dude. She's just like,
still.
Like,
we're talking at like 7 in the evening.
Yeah.
I ran into her that night just shit-faced still.
Oh, awesome.
It was
amazing.
One.
Yourself?
2 days ago with an old college buddy.
Awesome.
Tom Boyle. Really fucking fun. Had a good time.
Nice. Well, so I'm in this other band and these guys here hate that.
What's it called?
Oh my god, I can't believe you just brought that up.
Now you have to tell
me. You just gotta, you gotta leave the band.
You need to tell me.
You need to leave.
It's called 6 Mile Station and it's
oh, you're with those losers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
No, it's fun. It's,
those guys
it's
are cool.
Good stuff, dude. But that's what the fuck. He's all giving me like fuck staring it. Me down. He's
that
like,
dumbass Tyson and stupid Spike with his big
love.
Old head.
You know you love those guys, man.
Oh, Spike. Oh, I love Spike.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Tyson.
Tyson Schroeder. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's a fun project. Nate Carter's playing in that too.
That's
and
right.
I mean, basically, like, I just want to play music every fucking day. Like, I can't stop playing music. And I told everybody in both bands,
whore.
I'm like, I will never miss a date. You book a show, I'll be there. I'm in it. But anyways.
And you've already had to cancel too. No, I'm kidding.
Actually,
when's the last time you got drunk?
Band
oh, man.
Slut.
Like, Thursday.
Thank you. Hey,
slut.
Abel, thank you for pulling this car back on the road.
So we started our first show was in the summer music series that they have over at the Alley.
Right.
Great series where you like you get free tickets, you bring in a ticket, you get a buck, and whoever gets the most people gets to go into the finals. So it's a popularity contest. And we got like 81 people to show up for our first show. So
nice.
We qualified for the finals. During the finals, all the bands drink for free, and I cannot
play
handle that properly. Like, as soon as we got off stage, I'm like, Chapin, give me a shot. And there's, you know, Chapin and Jeremy, the owners, the only two people bartending for 400 people. And I just, like, weasel my way up to the front. I'm just like, yeah, I want my shot now. And it's like, just one shot. Okay, good, you're here, I'll have another. Okay, good, I'll have another. And then I had, like, one good conversation, and then I just went from, like, sober to done, like tried to pass out in the passenger seat of my car. Couldn't even do it.
Too drunk to pass out.
Texting
that always
people,
sucks.
I'm never drinking again. It's horrible. I don't know why I'm telling all these people this. It's embarrassing.
I wish you were in a liar. Oh, you be drinking again.
Oh, I will. Yeah, I'm drinking right now. I think
that's all I mean.
Oh yeah.
He said he'll never.
I gotta
drink
say,
again.
2 months ago.
2 months ago.
Yeah, I'm not a big drinker. I'm not really good drunk. But when I get drunk, I get fucked up. I got pretty much. I think this the last time I got drunk is when I
Rick
fucked up
that.
The alley up when I broke the mirror and shit. Like,
no, nice.
Like CK. I don't know that movie, but the
CKY.
Yeah. Where he punches the glass. That's what I did, and I got a big old cut, and I was running down the street, and I passed out in the corner, and there's cops all like putting me in a. He was actually. That was like weird. He like showed up.
Actually, cops came.
You know what? You get hammered that the cops show up again. A strong answer, my friend.
My pants were halfway out. My ding was all hanging out, dude. It was horrible.
Yeah, that's extra points on there. See, you know how to answer a question.
And I haven't drank since then, haven't I? I've been cool.
I was there for that, and Abel and I neither one of us knew that the other was there, and it was this huge fiasco. I was trying to leave and go get some food. I'm like, can I get my card? And they're like, no. There's been a disturbance in the bathroom. I'm like, what? And then they come up like, what's Abel's phone number? And I'm like, why? What's going on? I hear this. And I go out the back and I followed a trail of blood 2 blocks to this cat. That was insane, man.
Yeah. Wow. I hit a vein in my wrist. He's
when you're
going to
do it,
though.
Do it big.
Yeah. Go big or go home.
Hasn't drank since.
All right. Next question. What would you like as your last meal, Abel?
My last meal would have to be my mom's chicken and beer.
Chicken and beer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah! I would have to.
She could make you that right before you eat her.
Yeah.
Steak and lobster, man. Baked potato, good salad. You know, like some spinach in there. Mm, some
that
greens.
Sounds really good.
That sounds really good right now. Yeah.
Let's go.
I gotta go with the sushi. Love it.
Yeah,
sushi's good.
It is good.
Sushi.
A proper English Sunday roast with Yorkshire puddings and roast potatoes and beef and, yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right. Good answers
all around.
Nobody's
ever said that before.
I'm really hungry now. What, Rick?
Ever tasted your own DNA?
Oh, yes. Have you ever tasted your own DNA?
Well, probably because, I mean... Hair has DNA.
Saliva actually has DNA,
beard.
I believe.
He's all sciencey about it.
Smart guy.
it's more kind of code. There's number one, number two, and
number three.
Number three. No, not that I know of.
You never taste number two.
I didn't ask
one.
That. Yeah.
Or three. That's you know that's.
Is Nick's
gross.
Mic off or did?
No,
or
he's
he
standing
off
across. He's standing across the room.
What a dick.
I was gonna say something.
Oh, Nick wants to say something? What?
No, I wanted to say something in your ear, but now it's fucking ruined.
It's just go. He has earphones on.
I go pee.
Okay,
sorry,
quickly.
Everybody.
Let's just get through this
yes,
and then get to the rapid fire.
Blood.
I'm not comfortable with this question.
Abel.
Yeah, I think I've tasted my DNA.
Yeah, there's a real man in the group.
Thank you.
The real man in the group.
True man kisses.
Even I thought that was gay.
Yeah, a true man gives kisses. You're right. Nick, would you like to hit
Chewbacca,
him?
Give it
Chewy. Oh, yeah, Chewy.
Chewy
hit him with
rapid
the rapid fires. He looks all confused.
I haven't heard enough Chewy in weeks, man.
Yeah, more Chewy.
Yes. Chewy.
Meth or Mountain Dew.
Abel.
Miss.
Mountain Dew.
Miss, I have to go with Miss.
He can't do either. He's got a big heart.
Miss.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, huh?
Mountain Dew, it's extreme. Just so fucking extreme.
Hurts your
awesome
stomach, though.
Are we all supposed to answer?
Can?
The Dew.
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. Everybody said Mountain Dew.
No meth heads.
Okay.
Strange.
That's good.
Loader gross or Harry Potter?
What is it again?
Skip that one.
What was that?
The what?
Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter?
Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter?
Lord of the Rings.
There's not even a comparison.
Yeah.
The Beatles or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
What?
Beatles
or Star Wars?
If one could exist in the other
in a universe where there was only one or the other, do you pick Beatles or Star Wars?
That's legitimately stressing me out. That I'm having an emotional reaction.
That's one of our best questions.
All right. Laub or Laub?
I'm gonna go with Laub, dude. Yeah.
The younger one.
All right, Pat Benatar or Joan Jett?
Pat Benatar.
Joan Jett.
Benatar. Joan Jett.
All right.
I don't even know who that
Joan
is.
Joan Jett's fucking hot.
The Blackhearts.
All right, burgers or D Dogs?
Burger. I'm a burger man.
Burger.
Yeah, I like the burgers.
All right, okay.
What the fuck's a D-Dog?
Elvis or the Beatles?
Yeah, they sound good.
Beatles.
What is a D-Dog?
I don't know. That's just what it says here.
I think he meant hot dogs or hamburgers.
Probably. Give that back over here. I know. We give you one shot and you ruin the whole bit. Okay, cheater or cheated? Did we ask this one? I wasn't paying
attention. Is that one even on there?
Like the cat?
Cheater or cheated? Like
more like the show, cheaters. Yeah.
Or like, have you cheated? Have you been cheated on by a significant other? Or would you be the one that would be doing the cheating?
I haven't experienced either.
What? Well, good for you, sir.
I'm a virgin. Never known love before.
Is that a Jamaican accent you're doing
there? I'm horribly right, dude. I don't know.
Tree.
You got me, dude.
Cheater, man. Cheater.
I potentially cheated, but I don't think nothing.
Yep.
You just don't give a fuck.
I didn't physically, but I sadly cheated on my wife texting.
Oh, a text cheater.
She knows it already. We already talked about
it. Work it out. Good thing.
Yeah,
good.
She still hates me for it. She always brings it
don't
up.
Don't let her listen to this.
Oh, dude, she'll never, ever.
But I love you to death, Veronica. I love you. There's nobody else.
But hey, and here he is being a man.
I'm being a man. I'm being honest.
Yeah.
No, I gotta let this shit out.
Yeah, well, being honest about it keeps you on a straight and narrow. Beat up or arrested? Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
Oh, fuck. Both. Let's do it.
Fuck getting arrested, dude. I'd rather have my ass kicked.
I don't like getting my ass kicked, so I'd rather get arrested.
I like that question. Purple Stuff or Sunny D? You won't get this question. It's an old question.
He's like, he's stuck. He's like,
just say something.
Joe's just good. Just pick one. Purple Stuff or Sunny D? It's an orange drink.
I know what Sunny D is. Sunny D is that thing that looks like orange juice, but it's just sugar. Yeah.
I said it's an orange drink.
Yeah. Orange drink.
Yeah. That's vitamin C.
Purple Stuff or Sunny D?
Sunny D.
Sunny D, man, I don't even know.
Purple Stuff.
Yeah.
Hurry, I got one. Because you're from England, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Dio or Ozzy?
Ozzy.
Nice. Ooh. Dio or Ozzy?
No, I dig Ozzy, but Dio's fucking sick, dude.
Dio was
Dio
sick.
Dio could sing.
That's true.
Yeah.
Dio. Shapiro? Well, Dio?
Lemmy or God?
Ozzy.
Ozzy.
Nice.
I think you're confused because I think that's a trick question.
Yes, it is.
Isn't Lemmy actually gone?
Yes.
I thought Eric Clapton.
Well done, sir. No, Lemmy.
You know,
Lemmy is always God.
Have you ever seen that movie that's just rock and roll stars telling their favorite stories about their rock and roll lifestyle?
No, that sounds pretty good, though.
Lemmy's is about nothing to do with Motorhead, is about when he was a roadie for Jimi Hendrix. he fucked this girl and gave her the clap, and then she gave everybody in the Hendrix Experience the clap, and they had to cancel about 10 shows.
But Lemmy's a fucking hardcore motherfucker.
It wasn't just the clap, it was Lemmy's clap.
Exactly.
Wow.
Alright, last one. Dwayne from The Walking Dead or Boba Fett?
Boba Fett.
Yeah, Bubba.
Boba Fett.
Bubba.
Word up.
All right, that's it. Oh, wait, we did skip the gay or ginger?
Yeah, gay or
gay
ginger.
Or ginger.
Ginger.
Fuck gay, man. Gay.
Ginger.
Oh, fucking dude. Love
he
gingers.
Ginger.
Blind or deaf?
Blind or deaf?
Blind or deaf. Pick one.
Ooh. Fuck.
You are struck ill.
Blind, I guess.
Deaf.
Deaf.
I'm almost deaf, so I'm going to go with deaf.
AIDS or cancer?
Holy God,
fuck,
shit.
Dude.
This is getting deep.
Cancer.
Oh, fuck, no. AIDS. It's quicker.
No, it isn't.
More cures. Also, you get it from fucking
cancer.
Cancer, you right. Cut that shit out.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of the quiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Good job, guys. You did very well.
Wonderful,
very
nice. Wonderfully
that was a good
done.
Show.
Except for Eric with all of his pussy
I'm
answers.
Sorry, I
he
fucked
comes
up
in
the
last
rapid fire
with 112.
There's always
got to
be one in every group. So
yeah,
it's cool.
112, man.
I'm happy for
you. Peaceful, man. Coming in and, very close for runner up between Joe and Pan here. 240, 255, Joe.
Oh,
from
Joe
tonight.
From England.
Leaving Abel, our
what?
Big winner, with 350.
Oh, Abel won.
Hell yeah. I psyched you all out there.
What do I get?
Joe got
I'll give you some stickers.
Oh, you brag about it. Cool.
I'd give you stickers anyway.
Rick will Rick will give you a nice back rub after the show.
A back rub on your
cock. Do you like cuddling?
I love back cuddling. Rub on your front.
I love cuddling for a minute, and then it gets too hot, then I have to push you away.
It's like, Latin heat. I've experienced that myself.
So,
can Joe talk American?
Can
you do an American accent?
I did a funny hillbilly accent earlier.
Let's hear it.
Well, yeah, I
a little like regular American. Can you like, you know, well, I'm going to go to the store.
Like a Reno
Californian accent.
Talk like you're from Reno.
I can, but it takes practice. I'm an actor, like, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do it. Well, let's hear
just
one.
Talk
about
is it really that hard to
don't just
act
talk
like,
about talking?
Like,
no.
Do you not have an accent?
I hate
not
being put on the.
To do it.
It's like my least favorite question, though.
All right.
You hear that
just
a lot?
So you know, it's like.
You get asked it.
I get asked it like
on
all
the time.
No
shit.
So wait, all right. So wait, you're from England. Can you do a German accent? No, I'm
not talk Chinese.
Yeah, I'm English. So
hey, Rick, talk
I can
fag.
Talk Welsh.
Dude, I'm American. I can do a Jamaican accent, according to you. So, you know.
It was Jamaican or Portuguese. I couldn't quite figure it out, but it was good.
All right.
Well, all right. Let's recap here real quick. When's your next show? The CD release party is this weekend.
Friday.
Lincoln Lounge. $10 with the CD. You get the
show,
CD.
Show up.
Free show or free CD, whichever.
I like
look
that
at
admission and CD bundle
buy
pack
one,
that a few bands
one.
Have been
some
doing.
Some other
lately.
Bands playing with you that night?
Yeah, Bazooka Zoo and the Deadly Gallows.
Oh, I love
nice.
Deadly Gallows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pirate,
awesome.
Yeah. They're a dog water group.
They're super fun.
No. They played an Undiscovered. But
that's
I
what
actually...
I mean. They were on the Undiscovered.
Okay, that is that.
Oh, okay. After that, you got anything else on the horizon? You got a busy November. Are you taking some time off?
601.
We got a lot of shows coming up,
we got
actually.
A tour.
We've got,
I'm going to come check
got,
you guys
like,
out.
Plug a handful of them.
We
plug
got
some.
Two shows in Montana, then we come back and we play Mary Anarchy on the
8th?
Yeah.
8th?
Saturday. 7th or 8th?
That's it
Saturday,
Saturday. Or is it
Saturday? If it's
Saturday,
that's
Saturday.
My birthday.
Nice.
And I'm emceeing the show, so
then,
it's going to be a blowout.
And then we've got... Java Jungle, we're playing there on the 20th. We've got like an acoustic set, right? On the
2nd
of December?
Might be the 2nd. I think it's December 2nd.
December 2nd?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I fucked that up.
Y'all might want to get there early because Java gets crowded.
And it's then,
kind of small.
And then we also are playing on New Year's Eve.
Cool.
Where? Yeah, actually,
are we going to Oakland
chapel?
At all?
Chapel?
No, we haven't. We didn't have not lined up a venue on that. We need to find.
We got a
potential New Year's gig with... Was it Lucas Young? Lucas Young in the Wilderness hit us up,
right,
and he's got Knowledge kind of like ready to go. So like Knowledge, right. Lucas, us.
And if I might suggest the Big Bad Spencer,
yeah,
you guys should play with the
weapons
with the Big Bad.
That would be a space.
We need bands to play with for sure. Like we need to like look for bands to play with. Like, we don't know.
No,
we don't know who
we
match with.
Big Bad.
That would be a great sound. That'd be great.
Take it from us.
And then we're taking next week off, but the week after we have a Mike Wrenchin, who's another hip hopper.
Yeah. The old school.
He's looking for a band too. So
yeah. We've been doing a lot of hip hop on our show lately.
I'm sure he'll
That's
be
cool.
soliciting when he gets here.
Oh yeah, yeah. he's a band slut too.
Yeah,
he's a band slut.
Yeah, just like Eric Shapiro.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And not,
another
not,
one of Nick's like, protos.
I was texting another band, right. Dude. I'm sorry.
Well, you know,
you're texting
we can
another
smell
band.
Our own. So.
I was texting. No, that's fucked up,
that's
dude.
Fucked up. But I'm going to be honest
They're
with you about it, dude.
War in
I'm going to be honest
here.
With you about
That's
it.
That's fucked up. She's probably listening right now. Recap.
I'm sorry.
You probably just got over it like while listening to it, and like it was cool, and then you brought it up again.
But way to cover your bases by thinking about it now, so when she does hear it, it'll be cool.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You just
see, he gives a fuck.
He to it with
he
her.
He loves you.
He's thinking about you the whole time.
Eric is
tell
the
her,
only,
tell her, guys.
Is the only person in the band that isn't married, so he's got to represent, like...
Thank God.
He's got to scatter some bastards. Yeah.
Congratulations, dude. Congratulations on dodging that bullet.
Josh told me, dude.
We're roommates, dude. Me and Josh are roommates. It doesn't count, man.
Oh my gosh.
It doesn't count if you're just kidding.
I want to bring that one thing up, but I don't want it.
You're horrible, dude.
All right.
They keep waking up next to each other with their dicks in their hands.
It's not a big deal, though, man. It's not a big deal. It's like brotherhood, man.
Was eye contact made? It's cool.
can we have
any rate? Let's have another song.
Yeah. Do we have any callers?
Music,
no.
Right?
I'm just joking.
I wish.
More music and say goodbye.
Sure.
I'm gonna go piss.
All right. Well, we'll talk for a minute here.
What do you got,
Joe? Do you want me to hold it?
I think
you bought me.
That Saturday, Wolfpack football, and then afterwards, the Atomics are playing at the Chapel, which is a nice, beautiful little fucking room.
Fuck, I didn't know that.
That would be
ass.
A nice after.
And from what I noticed, there seems to be a lot of people hanging out at the Chapel. When we were there the other night, it was packed full. And
the
I
new
think that
Chapel.
Bigger,
show,
bigger newer
place.
Chapel, yeah.
I like it.
1099 South
I mean,
Virginia
the,
Street.
The drinks are a little pricey, but it's a nice space. I really dig it.
Just go there already drunk.
But there's going to be a bunch of people in there, and an Atomic show with a bunch of people is always a good thing.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Well, and the rumor.
And we got the Atomics for the 7th
for Mary Anarchy
as well.
Rad.
But go see them now, dude, and see them on the 7th because it's rare that you get to, and they're one of the best Reno bands ever, period.
Yeah, and that's like that's what I've been hearing like rumors is that Chapel's really only doing select shows.
Yeah.
So
the
few shows that they do are like
Kaiser, Livitz,
like super.
I heard fucking
cool, man.
Shooter Jennings just played there recently.
That's
a pretty badass fucking show for a little tiny shithole on South Virginia. Not that it's a shithole, but I mean it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, it's a hole in the wall.
Yeah. I mean, it did used
it's
to be the 1099.
It did used to smell like butt sex, but they seem to have rinsed the fucking smell out of it.
It's
not that that's a bad thing.
It's far it's far better lit. I would just like to add.
It's a beautiful bar. It's gorgeous. I haven't been in there till just the other night, and I was really impressed with it.
Yeah, no, I like it.
And I want to say thank you to the people of Elko for providing me with a makeshift, half-assed Halloween costume when I spent there the other night.
What did you go as?
I was a bunny rabbit with a superhero cape on.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Oh, man.
Pictures?
Pictures.
I need a picture of that.
No.
Oh, fuck.
It's a million degrees in this room. Just
yes.
All right. Well, last song.
Last song, we're done.
We'll get out of here.
So, all right. Before we go into the song, I would just like to say, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us once again this week with our fabulous friends, Weapons of Mass Creation, for Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Chewy, and Spencer the Intern. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying good night, ladies.
Yeah! Yeah!
What do you want to do?
You want to try Mary's Mess? You want to try it?
All right,
we're gonna try this, sumbitch.
We're going to try this. It may go horribly wrong. We've never played this live, I don't think. Have we?
No, we never have.
It may go horribly right.
It might be awesome.
I like your attitude, Eric.
I bet it is.
Let's try. Holy fuck.
This is the last time she tells herself. Yeah, this is the last time she tells herself.
This is the last time.
Her window fogs as she stares at the night. Nothing like reality, forging arms that can't fight. Rest in reason, black and she's cold. Mary rides a train that's moving real slow. See, dealing with pain, it ain't easy. And it's worse in public. And you can see in her eyes and out the back of her neck.
Last time.
She prays this will finish soon. Limp limbo, stares at the stars, draws a heart on her window. Her world is slow, her world is slow. Heaven be which way to go. Six, ten, grocery list, her world, television dinner, microwave, doorbell, vacuum, time to shave. Y'all do some more, y'all do some more, y'all do some more. Hey! Motionless madness, clutching a 25 buck. Train's still moving, Mary's still stuck. And all at once it's over. Same train stop, over and over. She's almost there. She sees a spot and she floats up them stairs. Say hi. Her world is slow, her world is slow. Heaven's be which way to go. Six, ten, grocery list, the world, the world. Doorbell vacuum, time to shave. Y'all do some more, y'all do some more, y'all do some more, y'all do some more.
Four
wave fluctuates rampant, and she approaches so excited.
unnatural sex acts.
Dog War Studios.
With a play upon the buttocks.